Hey everybody, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and today in studio we have a very special guest, I think. It's Yeti! A very talkative Yeti. Hey, Yeti, how are you doing? What are you doing today? What are you doing in your eye? I just ran out of breath. Oh. No. I get it. Yeah, well, so Yeti is here because we had a giant snow blizzard thing last week, or 2 days ago, I guess. And the ground is still covered in snow, and I'm guessing that you're here to tell me that this is the last snow of the season, right? We're not getting any more snow, please? Is that what you're please telling me? Oh, come on. Really? When? This weekend? Oh, come on. Okay, so evidently this weekend we're going to get more snow. I'm so sick of snow. I'm so sick of winter. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like it one bit. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying winter. I'm just saying winter in general. Yeti, I love it when you come around. I just can't deal with all the winter. Come on, buddy. All right. You know what? I think what would make you feel better is if you went outside and played in the snow. Does that sound like a good idea? Does that sound like something you want to do? Does that sound like something like maybe you think you would like to do? Okay. Well, that sounds... Okay. Yes! Exactly. Okay. Bye, Yeti. Thanks for stopping by. Wow, that was exciting, guys, because he said that this weekend is going to actually be the last bit of snow, and it's not going to be that much snow. It's going to be like an inch or two. So that's going to add on to what we have already. There will be snow drifts. There will be children crying going outside because they see snow. Children see snow, and then they're like, I want to play in that, and then they go outside, and they're like, maybe this is not so much fun. This is kind of cold and kind of hurts my face and my hands. Oh, now I'm wet. Well, then I'm really going to cry because not only am I wet, but I'm also freezing cold. That's the reaction that my children had 2 days ago. Let's go outside. Let's go outside. I was like, we can't go outside. It's a blizzard. You don't go outside in a blizzard. Like, you can't see out the window because it's all snow. It's a whiteout. You don't go outside in that. Which leads to cabin fever, which means your kids are really just running into each other and running into things and falling over and freaking out all day. You know, I understand that the schools need to close every so often, but why? Why? And then, so we did, we went outside at, I don't know, maybe 10:30 and played for a little bit. And I think they lasted 15 minutes. And it was good running around for 15 minutes. And then the little one was like, I don't want to do this. And I was like, go back inside. I'll shovel. But then the big one, he kept on grabbing chunks of snow and throwing it back to where I had just shoveled. And I was just like, stop doing that. Stop. Daddy, I just. And he was like, I know. And I was like, no, then why are you? Come on. So it was good fun. And then the next day, delayed opening. The bane of all parents in the world. Delayed opening. So wait, that means you're still going to school, which means you're going to freak out about going to school. But it also means that you're hanging out here with me and freaking out for longer. Aboo. Ha-boo. But that doesn't matter. Snow day, good time. We had fun. We played games. We played chess. Pieces were thrown. We had treats, sweet treats, like cookies. And we built a box. So here's a cool thing. This week is St. Patrick's Day week. I guess that's maybe, I don't know when it is, this week. And I guess it's a relatively new thing where they try to capture the leprechaun. And it's become a whole ordeal. So we built a box and we decorated the box, and it's a trap for the leprechaun. And
Oochie Lily, Oochie Gersh. Hey, oh there, Nitty Bumper Car. It's me, the leprechaun.
That's terrible.
I understand that you haven't really changed your voice at all for this character.
Okay.
And so this is very difficult to do.
Fourth wall.
However, I knew now that you have a trip for me, and I will not be coming to your house.
A trip?
So, leprechaun out.
Okay, well, so I guess that was a leprechaun that just stuck his head into the studio. That's what we're going to assume. We're going to pretend that. I guess it's difficult to do accents and funny voices at the same time. Perfect. That's fine. But we did. We built a leprechaun trap. And this year was actually sad because this was the first year that Emerson, he used to call leprechauns clovers. And it was one of those kid things that I loved more than anything because it was a mistake, but I wasn't going to correct it on. I wasn't going to correct him on it. And so it was just, he's like, we're going to catch the clover. This is last year. We're going to catch the clover. Where's the clover going to be? Is the clover going to come? The clover does shenanigans. And I was just like, the clover does shenanigans. That makes me happy. But now we're catching leprechauns, and that's fine because it's still fun. So we built the box, and the way it works is it's a classic trap. It's a box that's going to be up on one side. It's got two sticks coming down on the front, so it's kind of, you know, holding it, or maybe one stick. I think we'll do one stick. So it's kind of positioned. It's just balancing there. Inside the trap, there's going to be a plate. On the plate, there's going to be a cookie, probably a green, like a shamrock cookie. We're going to tie string to the shamrock cookie, and we're going to tie that string to the little post that's holding the box standing up. Theory being that when the leprechaun grabs the cookie to eat it, because how can he not? So it's a shamrock cookie right there. He's going to pull. Box is going to fall. Boom. We got the leprechaun. And the goal being, when we capture this leprechaun, he's going to take us to his pot of gold. Emerson has become obsessed with being rich. And he thinks that the best way to go about doing that is not hard work, is not doing well in school and moving on in life. No, 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 my friends. The best way to get rich is to catch the leprechaun and have him give you his gold coins. So, I will update you next week on what happens. I'm very excited. I'm very nervous about what could possibly happen in my house this morning. When he was going to school this morning, he was just like, St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. And I was like, I know. That means we have to set up our trap. And he was like, yeah, the trap. Like, he was really into it. He was really excited. So, that's big news. Other big news around headquarters. I think last week I was telling you that people are asking me to work on doing a kid show. And so I part of a kid show for me is to do a couple of songs. So I wrote one song so far, and I got the idea for another one. But I need a guitar. I need to learn to play the guitar. I've been trying to do it for 20 years, and I couldn't do it. And so over the last few days, like 20 minutes a day, sometimes even more, I've been trying to learn guitar. And my fingers hurt so bad. On my, left hand, my pointer finger, my ring finger, and my middle finger, the tips of them, they hurt. I didn't know that. I'd heard, oh, it's going to hurt a little bit. No, it hurts a lot bit. And now every time I touch anything, my fingers are like, oh, I hope he's not making us play the guitar. But I'm not. I'm just standing. I just put my fingers down. It just hurts. But it's cool, man. This is the first time. So I figured out all these chords. There's like, first, let's see. It's E, D, G, B. Oh, I forgot how the strings go. Well, here's the chords I learned. And I learned an E chord, an A chord, an E minor, an A minor, a G, a D, a C, a D7. A D7? What? So I've started to figure all these chords out, and the more I do them, the more my fingers seem to kind of know what they're supposed to do. And then so last night what I did was I was like, all right, let's try to take all these things that I'm starting to figure out, and then let's put them into a song. And so what song did I figure out? I found the chords for... Oh, If You're Happy and You Know It. So it's like... A strum, a strum, a strum, a strum, a strum, a strum. A strum, a strum, a strum, a strum, a strum, a strum. Like that. And so I practiced that a lot last night. And then this morning I got up and I practiced it a few times. And I was like, kids, gather round. And which for them means... That they have to, they pretend they're jackets. Like they actually get on me and they hold on like they're coats. Like I've made, like I'm Cruella de Vil making coats of my children for me. And I was just like, no. Back away. Dada has something amazing to show you. And they were like, what is it? And I pulled out the guitar and they were like, no. And I was like, the strum, a strum, a strum, a strum, a strum, a strum. Actually, it wasn't like that. It was like strum, string, bling, bling, strum. And Ollie got excited. Emmer was just like, no, no, no. And I was like, please.